Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What did James Comey's testimony yesterday tell us about his relationship with the press? Unlike the president, Comey doesn't turn to Twitter to get his message past the media. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik watched yesterday's hearings, and he came away with some strong thoughts about how Comey interacts with the press. Hi, David.
Hey, Robin.
So Comey testified yesterday that after he was fired by the president started tweeting about their conversations. Take it from there. Remind us, how did Comey get his message out?
Right. And Trump had been disparaging him and the FBI under Comey's leadership. But he didn't go and make some big public statement at the National Press Club. He didn't take to Facebook with some long post or put a, you know, slap a video up on YouTube. He wanted to get it to the press and to the public without his fingerprints on it. And he talked about that yesterday. We've got a generous cut of his testimony right here.
Mm-hmm. President tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night because it didn't dawn on me originally that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. And so I asked a close friend of mine to do it.
So here's James Comey, one of the most senior law enforcement officials in the country, and he's explaining that he's looking at the press as a useful tool through which to convey a message publicly. He didn't, he wanted a kind of transparency and accountability clearly on the president, and he may well, as some Republican critics have said, wanted to settle scores. But he wanted to use the press to get a desired result, as he said, to get a special counsel appointed, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, but is that leaking? You know, if you're out of the government, if it's your right, and by the way, he didn't give them up. He had the friend show them. Everybody knew at the time these were his notes from a friend. Is that a leak?
Well, leak is kind of a term of art rather than a specific term in statute. There's things like the Espionage Act, in which in recent years has been used to prosecute people who have leaked information to reporters, which is not really how it's been done in the past. And there are other uses. But the question is the material classified, which almost always has to do with national security and or intelligence matters? And was it wrongly released? Did the person not have to do it? The fact that he's not in government isn't really the issue. The fact is these were not classified or privileged documents in the way that usually leaks are described. So for a former government official to share that information that he had written that contained no classified information does not seem to constitute any kind of problematic leak. Inconvenient for the White House, but not problematic.
Well, there's another moment when Comey said that Attorney General Loretta Lynch asked him not to call his inquiry into Hillary Clinton's email servers an investigation, but rather a matter. Now, today, Lynch's backers are saying that was because to call it an investigation would acknowledge there was one. Her critics say, of course, she was trying to do what President Trump did, to downplay an investigation. But how did you see Comey handle that?
Well, so in that instance, he said he was troubled, right, and that she wanted him to use rhetoric that echoed that of the Clinton campaign to call it a matter, not to use the more incendiary and correct term investigation. And Comey ultimately said that wasn't a hill he wanted to die on. He said as long as he presented his testimony straightforwardly enough and clearly enough, the press would get it. And they did get it. All of us called it an investigation. All of us grabbed the significance of what he was saying in public. And he said, you know, the press gets the game of Washington well enough. And also, to be clear, Jim Comey gets the game of Washington enough that the full thrust and import of his testimony came through, even if he sidestepped and used a word he probably shouldn't have in avoiding investigation.
So he knows how to manipulate the press, but also quite critical of the press. He pointed to one story in the New York Times, which he said got a lot wrong. This was the story in February that said Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence. What'd you take from that criticism?
Well, just listening to it, it suggested a degree of contempt for the Times' coverage in that case and more generally for the press corps. He says it's not his obligation to pick up the phone every time they get something wrong. In this instance, he says they really did. The Times, to be fair, went back, said it re-reported. It cited four sources, senior sources in its original report, and that they say they found nothing wrong and he hasn't disclosed the problems that he had with it.
Yeah. Well, what's your takeaway from watching the testimony through the prism of press relations?
I would say Jim Comey is he may be everything that his advocates and his allies suggest, a very stalwart figure in the Justice Department, at the FBI, a very good public servant, also an incredibly skilled politician, not in the elected sense, but in terms of navigating the folk ways of Washington, how to operate things, and particularly how to use the press to his advantage and to get out the message and to frame the issues the way he wants to in times of real import. I think that's what we saw revealed by his testimony yesterday.
You told us a masterclass.
A masterclass.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks you. Thanks you.
You bet.
Okay.